Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Got another big adventure. If you guys just heard, I went hiking this past weekend and had a conflict with my fantasy football team and turned into a whole thing. So now I need to step up and I'm going to need your advice. Guys, we're going full on camping.
What?
Oh, no.
This weekend. Got
Don't
a tent and everything. I'm going camping.
Don't do
so
it.
So if anyone has any camping advice on what food we should cook, any type of advice, I need it. 314-531-9898. Even like specifically for kids, because we're taking a three-year-old and a one-year-old camping. Everyone's looking at me like this is the dumbest thing I've ever said to them.
The only time I've ever gone camping in my life was with my friend's family. It wasn't even my own family. And there was a wild boar outside of our tent.
Great. So I need advice now on how to fight off a wild boar. If you have any piece of camping advice, what type of food we should pack, how to even set up a freaking tent, 314-531-9898. Part of the reason we went up to go visit our friends is they're big campers. They go camping all the time. And so they are going to give us and lend us some of their equipment. And they wanted...
Oh, they're not going with you?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, no. Oh, it's a good thing they're going with
you.
Yeah,
because if they're going with you, that's a whole nother
story. We're going to use their stuff. And I think I honestly think the husband, it was very concerned. He asked me, my wife was like, Brett, I think he's nervous about you, and was like, I'd be nervous about me too. Has he ever met me? And then he literally goes to me, he's like, so do you set up a lot of stuff?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, why? So you're just going to be using all of our real expensive stuff, mm-hmm. man, for the weekend. It's going to come back okay, right? And I'm like, yeah.
Boy.
But yeah, so we're going to go camping this weekend, stay in a tent just one night, but building a fire, going to sleep with the one-year-old and a three-year-old at a campsite, and we're going to go going for it.
Do you have air mattresses?
We're using their stuff, Kev.
So they have air mattresses?
They got it all,
okay,
man.
If they've got
I'm just going to load up their car, their house, and put it in the back of the car.
Do you know how their tent assembles?
They wanted to show me, but it was like...
What?
I was still working on... Like, my fantasy football draft was taking a long time, so...
I think this might be one of the worst ideas you've ever had. I actually...
Thanks, guys.
I used to be a big camper girl.
No
actually.
Way.
What? All
the time. Hannah with.
I used to go to the KOA all the time down in Eureka, and there's locations all over the place. I love camping. I've done tent camping, and I've also done glamping, where I, like, stay in an RV. And there's a lot of, like, hidden rules about camping and campsites and how you back in your car to your lot and how you have a lot reserved. And there's, like, curfew. And you can't be too loud. And
I'm not going to be out that late. I got a one-year-old.
I just read a book where people were getting killed in the woods. So,
but there's, like, like, I don't even know.
Bro!
Brett, there's a lot to set up and do. Like, can you even fit all this stuff in your car
can
to get there?
Can you start a fire?
No!
What happens if you can't set up your tent?
I know how to start a fire. You just put a bunch of gasoline on the...
Oh, my gosh.
It'll work.
What, like, are you going to eat?
That's what I'm asking the listeners for help. This is the foolproof plan. I ask people who listen to the show because I feel like I can count on them.
It's got
to
be like hot dogs and s'mores. Right?
Do you want some help? Do you want me to book you some reservations at a Marriott?
Yeah.
All right. Clearly my friends over
here. Can you hear the fear in all of our voices?
I know. My friends suck. So who's got real camping advice? I need some real campers on the phone. 314-531-9898. I just need a small, simple favor because I don't need much. I'm going camping. I'm clearly okay. No one has any confidence in me at all. Thanks a lot. We're still commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. And I was talking about how we went to go visit our friends when they were camping, and we went on a hike, went to a creek. We're like, man, we should do this. Anybody can do it, right? Can we borrow your tent next weekend? And so we're going camping with 3-year-old, 1-year-old, myself, my wife. And I'm looking for some advice on some camping. 314-531-9898. Our first family camping experience. People in the room have no confidence in me. Jerks.
Yeah. Well, at least it'll be your last camping experience.
First and last.
Yeah. I mean, so, this is
you're
just
not
an
even
awful
going
idea.
With the family who knows how to camp. That's part of the reason to camp. You get somebody who knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, I don't know that people could even help this situation.
Kevin, my favorite TV show is Survivor. I got this.
Well, yeah.
If I've watched Survivor, I know how to do it. Well, people have more and more confidence on me on the text line, Hannah?
Mm-hmm. No. We got a text saying, my best advice to you, Brett, don't go with small kids. I did it once. It was an absolute nightmare, and I haven't gone since.
Well, Mike, would you consider 3-year-olds and 1-year-old small? What's the cutoff?
Someone does have a little bit of faith in you, though. They texted in and gave you a tip. You can start a fire with Doritos.
That's legit.
For real?
Wow.
See, those are the type of people I need on my side. Pam, you think this is a good idea for myself to go camping? You got any advice?
I got a lot of advice. First off, your very first camping trip with little kids should be in your backyard.
Yes.
Not going to
great
a public
point
campsite.
Yep.
However, my main tip to you is, because I am a certified camper through Girl Scouts.
I want to become a certified camper, guys.
So, do you know what trash bandits are?
Yes, clearly.
Okay. I mean,
trash bandits? Raccoons?
Yes, okay, so you do know.
Really? Oh, yeah. Whoa. Duh, see, whoa. Duh. You guys all seem surprised. Yeah, of course, yes. That's what we call them. Those campers.
One main thing that you need to do is you need to make sure that if you are dead set on doing this camping trip this weekend, even if it's only a one-nighter, make sure that all food is locked in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you leave anything out, now I'm even talking, you know, the baby food, bottles, whatever.
Yeah.
Pick it up and go put it in the car, because you will have raccoons in your tent.
Locked, okay, too.
Thank you so much for the advice, Pam. That was great advice. And, well, they're raccoons are cute, right? Haley, you thought there was something that you had some advice with camping with kids. What items should I bring in? You're a scout leader.
Yeah, with navigators, and used to be a wilderness guide full time. And also camped with my littles as a single mom.
You guys need me to become a guide too as well? You guys looking to hire or what?
Brett doesn't know how to put up a tent, so I don't know.
Why don't you wait until you actually get the evening down? Camp one time.
Okay.
All right, so my advice is, you know the little training toilets for little kids?
Yeah.
The little potties? Bring that with you. Because you don't want to have to get up in the middle of the night and take your kid out somewhere in the scary dark and leave one sleeping or wake the other one up. So just having that in the corner of the tent will save you a trip in the middle of the night.
Awesome.
And when you're making s'mores, you want to make peeps. You want to roast peeps instead of marshmallows.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, everyone knows that, guys.
The sugar on the outside makes a hard glaze.
Oh,
and you can take various flavors of peeps with you.
Well, thank you.
I don't even know that they'll have a bonfire to roast over.
Thanks.
Otherwise, that is great advice.
Lauren, what kind of advice do you have for me on camping?
So I grew up camping, and the best thing that I can tell you to do is you have to go get a collapsible Coleman stove, and it runs on propane. They have it at probably Walmart.
Our family friend got one. They said we could bring it. And then they tried to show me how to plug it in, and I said, they got electricity out here or what?
So then for breakfast, my favorite was always pancakes. And you just go to the pancake aisle, and there's a container, like a jug of just pancake mix. Mm-hmm. And you just add water and shake it up and then pour it onto the pan. And it's like no mess, no fuss. that's breakfast. Like,
guys,
you're
when I'm
in
having
your kitchen.
Pancakes by the bonfire. Thank you so much for the call, Lauren. That's great advice. When I'm having pancakes by a bonfire in the morning, you guys are going to be so jealous of me. Like, man, look at this guy. You guys don't believe me. Paul, no. You got a
piece of
advice?
You just said it ran off of propane and you had to plug it in. So you're right. I have no faith.
Paul, last piece of advice for me.
Well, first thing, get you a fire starter log.
Boom.
If you don't know how to start
That's how you start. That, Paul, we don't even need to go any further. I'll just light that bad boy up and we'll be good to go, right?
That's all you do. And then you can stack your, put your wood on it after it burns for a bit.
Yep.
And also, do your prep at home for your food. Make these things we used to call campfires, where you take chicken, potatoes, carrots, and onions, and you put them in a foil pack, season them all, make sure you double wrap them in foil, and then you just set them around the campfire for about 20 minutes. Don't put them directly in the fire, but set them around the campfire, and you have dinner already done.
I'm going to be eating like a five-star meal. Thank you. Chicken, potatoes, carrots, and onions, guys.
Yeah.
And then pancakes in the morning.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be so jealous of me. Camper Brett.
Right.
That's what you guys are going to start calling me on the show.
Something like that.
All right. Yep. Happy camper.
Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Three different people have officially pleaded guilty to Matthew Perry's death. I'll give you all the court case information in just 3 minutes. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.